real simple. We have Christiana. She's on the West Coast. We got to plug her in with Tim, but she's only here in the summers now. So, all right. We'll be back next week. What was that, Amanda?
Huh?
Amanda Shea in the building. She'll be here next week as well. LFOD Radio, thanks for tuning in. Tim, we'll talk to you soon. We're going to Photoshop you in the photo. Yep. And
today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Good evening. Good evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour, coming back off of our 2-week hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it's been a long time.
It feels like it's been months.
It has been a long time.
And yeah, at least 3 weeks, right?
Well, I guess.
Because we missed two.
We missed two, so it's been three.
Making our big return.
We're back. I don't really have much to say. I'm pretty excited about my playlist tonight.
Me too.
I feel like I either swing one way or the other. I'm either like really excited and I put a lot of time into it and I, you know, or it's just a mess.
Sometimes you just have a rough week music-wise. I think
it's
I've got
true.
Some new stuff today too. Should be interesting.
That's good. I feel like I've been consuming a lot of new music, so mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Always a good thing. It's easy to, I feel like, get stuck.
Yeah.
In a music loop, if you will.
If you will.
If you will. Anyways, the first song we listened to was Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club, which is the bassist from the Talking Heads band.
Whoa.
She's really cool. Yeah, I encourage those of you that are listening to watch a live video of that song because she just rips it on bass and has really silly dancing dance moves.
Incredible.
And it's really fun to watch. Anyways, you got something for us?
I do indeed.
Hit me with it.
Right now. So Find a cure, find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, oh my.
That was Pinback with the song Triss. Before that,
we had Oh My God by Ida Maria.
Oh my God. And before that, we heard, oh wow, we had, oh, okay. Before that was, sorry.
Yes.
Doing great. Before that was Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth. And before that,
do I even remember?
It was Tied Up Right Now, all one That's word. True. That's that true. Was really a struggle for me to type in by Parcels. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Game time.
Game time.
Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Overrated, underrated. I went, well, I would call it a themed restaurant. How do you feel about themed restaurants? Not necessarily like for children, but just like the concept in general.
I think I'm going to need more of an explanation as to what a themed restaurant
okay,
is.
Okay, I went to Veggie Galaxy. It's an all vegetarian place, but it's diner themed and also like sci-fi diner though.
Oh, wow.
You know?
I don't even know if I've ever even been to a themed restaurant. But
have
I've,
you been to the Rainforest Cafe?
Oh, I have. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get the vibe.
Okay.
Then I think that they are seriously underrated, and I don't understand why there are not more of them.
Okay.
Because
that's the correct answer.
Two of my favorite things, delicious food and exotic locations and or experiences. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe the theme part, but it seems like fun.
Okay. Maybe that was a lame one because, yeah.
Well, some people aren't excited by stuff like that, which always surprises me.
I agree. I feel like some people would find it cheesy, yep. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or just wouldn't really be into it. But I think it's kind of fun.
So fun.
But I think you can do it in like a not cheesy way. That's just,
exactly.
You know.
In a similar sense, like the restaurants where the whole wait staff is like supposed to be mean to you. I feel like they're like cousins, you know,
okay.
Like related.
Sure. I don't personally like being purposely putting myself in an environment in which people are mean to me because you know.
The problem there is that then you have to tip them too and like,
right.
I guess you tip them.
That's kind of an awkward
situation.
Right?
Thank you so much
for being nasty to me while I ate my food. Have
those
a good
are funny
one.
Though. I do like those.
I agree. It's an experience. Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Your turn.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For a this or that. This week, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
This or that.
Okay.
For your finals exams.
Still doing great.
Would you like unlimited access to comfort food or unlimited access to comfort puppies?
Oh, no. Okay, important question.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have unlimited access to comfort food, like what do I eat? Just like what I normally have during the week?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay.
Like you could still, let's say that unlimited access means free.
Okay.
Free puppies,
okay.
Free puppies versus free food. Otherwise you gotta pay for that.
I think I have to go for the puppies because I'm going to eat one way or another. Like, that's fine. Like,
that's true.
It's all good. I'm still going to get food. But if I don't have, like, unlimited access to puppies, like, I don't really have access to puppies.
Exactly.
And I feel like at this stage in the game, I could use a puppy.
I could definitely use a puppy. My only concern with the puppy choice is that...
Oh.
The distraction.
Right.
You gotta take care of them.
That's true.
But maybe that's like not in the equation. I never decided that.
No, I was just thinking like being happy, frolicking with the puppy.
Let's just say that it's that.
Licking my face on the floor.
Forget the rest.
Right, yeah. No responsibility aspect at all. Yeah. Strongly going with puppies. You've got to choose the puppies.
I think
so too.
In college, that doesn't happen often.
Although, like, I am kind of thinking about like mashed potatoes as well. But I think the puppies trump.
They'll keep you healthier in general.
That's also true.
Definitely
my body
will feel
would probably
better about
be happier
yourself.
With the puppies. I agree. Okay. Well, that's settled then.
I'm glad we figured that out.
Awesome. All right.
Time for tunes.
We're only halfway done. That's exciting.
Lots more tunes.
Oh, you got one?
I do.
Okay.
Got my life packed in broken boxes. Strapped for cash, but here I
that's all right. Thank you.
I slip away, I let it go and feel alright. Another level overnight. Can't fit this feeling, dust off my side. Another reason to try. You got me thinking I'm close. Can't be the only words that you told me, making me feel like I'm close. Can't say I doubt it, don't talk about it. I'm tired of feeling so mean. Can't take this shit no more, baby. Can't be the only words, the few words that you told me.
pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, 'cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in, 'cause I just couldn't open up. I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Drunken in Seattle, two balls and without a paddle. I don't remember your face or your hair or your name or your smile, 'cause I just couldn't open up. I'm always shifting. Find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. And then I crawl back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in, 'cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man, what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. But with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand, pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Hallucinogenics by Matt Mason. Before that, we listened to In On It by Superheaven. Before that, Clueless by the Marías, which was... Amanda and I are on tonight. We're on. We had two synced songs, up. Pretty much, that were both on our playlists,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. And before that, we had Jude's Song by Tyler Burkhart. And before that, Garden View by Hales Corner. And now,
a riddle.
A riddle.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to read the riddle now. We're going to play a few songs and make sure you forget the riddle. And then we're going to bring it back with the answer.
Yes.
Here it is. It's 7 a.m. You are asleep and there is a sudden knock on the door. Behind the door are your parents who came to have breakfast. In your fridge, you have bread, pasteurized milk, juice, and a jar of jam. To answer, what will you open first?
Think about it.
Ooh.
Think about it.
Think about it.
New segment, Riddle Time with Amanda.
And now a song to distract you.
Distraction.
We are just a dream. Desire, we lost insatiably. Embrace, you never felt so cold to me. Ungracefully, we chase and choke what you and I could never be. Our hands begin to shake.
abused. I feel safer when you and I are volatile. I'd like you in my life at least once in a while. Path, kinda like the one in Empire Strikes Back, and we can ignore it or try to gain its truths. We can make it through if we both want to. I know I do.
Just like my ex-boyfriend, and he's got my ring in his bed. He turned me sideways and said I don't wanna have sex, and I couldn't get a word in. I should've paid him. I'm just a vessel still. I guess I need to be filled. Oh, someone tell the boys they're not important anymore.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Emma.
What's the answer to your riddle?
Okay, first I gotta read it again.
True.
Remind the people. Okay. It's 7 a.m. You are asleep and there's a sudden knock on the door. Behind the door are your parents who came to have breakfast. In your fridge, there's bread, pasteurized milk, juice, and a jar of jam. To answer, what will you open first, Emma?
The door.
The door! We both got that without help.
I know,
and I'm kind of impressed.
It took me maybe a minute longer than you. You got it immediately.
But I'd read it before. So
that's fair.
Same amount of time, I think.
I don't think I'm as good. Like, I don't process things as well.
Verbally. Just,
right.
No, I'm
I need
the same
to
way.
Read.
It helps me to read things.
Me too.
But yes, it's the door,
it
folks.
It is the door.
Tricky.
You can't get to the fridge if you don't leave your room.
And you gotta open.
And you gotta open. Yep.
Angry parents are not what you want when you're eating.
7 a.m. breakfast.
I know, right?
Good for them. I have breakfast at like 11.
That's what time I ate today.
Yeah, me too. It's the college lifestyle. You know, it's all good. Well, now we have a wonderful PSA from Sir Paul McCartney.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna
be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Thank you, Sir Paul.
Thanks, Sir Paul. We listened to two songs since we last talked to you. What did we listen to?
We listened to Someone Tell the Boys by Samia.
And Zookeeper Submarine by Strawberry Mountain.
Nice.
It's 10:58. I think we got time for one more.
One more.
Thanks for listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
88 miles per hour.
We will be here next week.
We will.
I think.
We should be.
Yes.
Get excited.
I'm excited already.
Get riddly.
All right, Amanda, should I play song one or two or three?
Pick two.
Two it is.
Pick two.
Here's two. Two for you. You're showing me three. I guess maybe I am more of an audio person.